Christy Noem slams release of illegal migrant Kilmar Abrego Garcia. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 22, 2025. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Christy Noem criticized the release of illegal migrant Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, whom Democrats have described as a Maryland man, from federal custody. In a press release from DHS, Noem criticized activist liberal judges for attempting to obstruct law enforcement in the United States from removing the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens. Noem added that the judge who ordered Abrego Garcia be released has shown a complete disregard for the safety of the American people. Activist liberal judges have attempted to obstruct our law enforcement every step of the way in removing the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens from our country, Noem said in a statement. Today, we reached a new low with this publicity-hungry Maryland judge mandating this illegal alien, who is a MS-13 gang member, human trafficker, serial domestic abuser, and child predator, be allowed free. Noem added, by ordering this monster loose on America's streets, this judge has shown a complete disregard for the safety of the American people. We will not stop fighting till this Salvadoran man faces justice and is out of our country. Abrego Garcia's release comes after U.S. Magistrate Judge Barbara Holmes ordered that Abrego Garcia be released from a jail in Tennessee, where he had been held since being released from prison in El Salvador, according to NBC News. As part of Abrego Garcia's release, he will have to live under a series of conditions and check in with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials at ICE's Baltimore field office. U.S. Magistrate Judge Barbara Holmes in the Middle District of Tennessee ordered Abrego's release from a jail near Nashville, Tennessee, where he had been held since he was freed from El Salvador's Scott Prison in June. Abrego is en route to his family in Maryland, Sean Hecker, one of his attorneys, said. Abrego was unlawfully arrested and deported, and then imprisoned, all because of the government's vindictive attack on a man who had the courage to fight back against the administration's continuing assault on the rule of law, Hecker said in a statement. Breitbart News reported that Abrego Garcia was released amid claims that he was improperly sent home to El Salvador, despite the sudden end of the gang battles that he claimed in 2019 would endanger his life. Democrats such as Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, have advocated for Abrego Garcia and have flown to El Salvador to meet with him after he was deported by the Trump administration after he was accused of being a MS-13 gang member and alleged human smuggler. Breitbart News reported that Abrego Garcia faced accusations that he had allegedly beaten his wife several times and that he was allegedly a member of the MS-13 gang. DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin has stated that when Abrego Garcia was arrested, he was found with rolls of cash and drugs, he was arrested with two other members of the MS-13 gang, and that when Abrego Garcia was arrested, he was wearing what is effectively MS-13's uniform.